Hi, Tom Castaldi here. Welcome to an audio walk on the Heritage Trail through Fort Wayne's history. When the first explorers and fur traders came here, the resident Indian population introduced them to a short land bridge or portage separating two important river systems. It had been described as a stretch of land about 9 miles in length, depending on the time of year, that joined the navigable portions of the St. Mary's River, which helps form the Maumee flowing into Lake Erie, and the Little Wabash River that connects the Mississippi via the Wabash and Ohio Rivers. During periods of high water, American Indians spoke of having passed from one river to the other in their canoes, and in fact, today's U.S. Highway 24 West generally follows along the passage connecting Fort Wayne with Huntington, Indiana. In the days of sprawling marshes and wilderness forests, a canal was constructed, and boats could be seen gliding along, offering transportation between the Middle West and the Eastern Seaboard. Through this land barrier into the Mississippi River, onto the Gulf of Mexico, an immigrant route was created that helped start up towns and enlarge old ones. A gift of geography, this thruway originally was shaped by an ice glacier as it receded some 10,000 years ago, establishing a vast wetland. To the west, the Wabash River Valley was created. However, the Great Lake and the State River are not all that marked the great geological event. For the last 10 or so thousand years, the path of the glacier's meltwater that formed the Little Wabash River made a passageway for indigenous people and animals alike, beginning as a footpath, expanding to cart path, to canal towpath, to rail beds, and finally roads and highways. Efforts to drain the Great Marsh began in the late 1800s. After 4 attempts, the rich bottomland was successfully ditched and drained for farming. Nonetheless, it tended to get too wet during the rainy years, but some persistent farmers did work the land of the old marsh. The nonprofit Little River Wetlands Project is now part of the original 25,000-acre Great Marsh. A group of dedicated volunteers began restoring the wetlands in 1990, concerned with the knowledge that 85% of Indiana's original wetlands were being lost. The disappearance of wetlands meant that local rivers were more prone to flooding, and native wildlife was at risk due to habitat loss. The organization's founders soon identified the Little Wabash River Valley available for wetlands restoration and protection, not fully built up with homes and commercial structures. As the Little River Wetlands Project has grown, it has restored several properties to wetlands, protecting over 1,000 natural acres in the Little Wabash River Valley. Eagle Marsh has slowly returned to its original historical grandeur. When combined with adjacent mitigated wetlands area in Fox Island County Park, a spacious natural habitat has emerged. Take a drive along Ingle Road Extended, and don't be surprised if you get a glimpse of great blue herons, mallards, ospreys, as well as bald eagles at Eagle Marsh. Thus, a truly little wetlands offers a big experience with a glimpse into the scenery of our own heritage. For NIPR, I'm Tom Castaldi, inviting you to join me next time on the Heritage Trail.